Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Murder at Lowry House by Leanne Dobbs. Narrated by Alison Larkin. Chapter 1. Really, Alice, don't you think the tang of arsenic would be detectable in a strawberry scone? Hazel Martin cocked her head and watched her long-time cook, Alice Dupre, vigorously mix batter in a yellow stoneware bowl. Alice scrunched her face. "Well, now that you mention it, ma'am, it does have a bitter aftertaste, don't it?" "Technically, the arsenic itself is neutral, but it can change the flavour of the food. Most people say it creates a metallic taste." Hazel rifled through one of the two notebooks which lay open on the scuffed pine table in front of her. As a novelist, Hazel kept copious notes on various methods of murder, and poisoning was her favourite. She found the page on arsenic and verified her statement, then tapped her green celluloid fountain pen on the other notebook while she thought. A misshapen blob of ink splattered onto the middle of the empty page, as if to taunt her that she had yet to come up with a satisfactory opening scene for her next murder mystery. "Perhaps we could put the arsenic in something else instead. Marmalade has a strong, natural taste. That might hide it."
"Indeed."
Alice looked thoughtful as she turned the dough onto the floured stainless steel counter, kneaded it slightly, then plucked plump red strawberry slices from a bowl and incorporated them into